Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff. And everybody knows this is the high point of my week, you know, the Christina Liu show. But this one is sick because there's just so much going on with the conference, which we'll be talking about for the next couple of weeks.
And just briefly for the conference, yeah, yeah. I know Ruth was asking where it
that
is.
That wasn't rude, was it, Ruth?
If you call 311, they will actually put you in touch with Nancy, and she'll mail you a copy of directions.
Okay,
so
that would be great.
You could
good
do that,
for
yeah.
people like me.
Right, absolutely. So you can call, and she will mail you the directions for that. But it's certainly, it's a pretty central, and I feel like that's why we're getting such a high response, because it's a good central location.
I agree.
Of this, so. But on top of that, tonight actually, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. is Hispanic Heritage Month celebration over at the Yes We Can Community Center. It's really going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. They've been working certainly very hard on this program. I've seen community services constantly planning for this. There'll be all kinds of different live music entertainment, a salsa performance, on top of that, a mariachi performance, a guitar performance. There'll be refreshments and traditional Latin cuisine from different local restaurants. So please call 311 if you're interested in attending this event. So that is tonight, so that should be great. It was an amazing event last year. I'm sure it'll be equally as great today.
You know what, the one thing I just want to say quickly, these events, a couple of hours, whatever the amount of time is, even the radio show here, it seems simple, but the amount of work and preparation.
Oh, I'm sure there's a tremendous
excuse me, that goes into it
work.
Before. So honestly, if you're around, they're
absolutely
wonderful shows, but it's not a two-hour performance. This is not a two-hour show. Mm-hmm. There's hours of Christina organizing, getting
yes.
people, somebody cancels. And so it's a shout-out to everybody behind the scenes, but also
absolutely.
For the people going to these things to realize how much work is involved.
No, and it's really great because, you know, something about North
Hempstead. I think that's a good point.
North Hempstead's always coming up with new innovative programming, and I think it's really great because, you know, this Hispanic Heritage, I remember when it was a small little event that would occur at a town board meeting.
Right.
You know, and it really has become this great, great program. And last year was the first year they did it. Yes, we can. So it's really wonderful. So definitely check it out because it's going to be really great. And on top of that, my favorite time of the year, Halloween, is coming up. Rapidly, and the spooky walk will be coming up, and I know it's there's two different events depending on, you know, how tough you are. This spooky walk is Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th, from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's $5, and there's also going to be live music there too, which is great, which is Bryce Larson and Camelot, who have performed at a bunch of North Hempstead programs. And this year's theme is going to have the horror classics, which are some of my personal favorites, will be there. But they also have, which is wonderful for kids. John, I know you've gone with your grandchildren.
Nice.
The Not-So-Spooky Walk. And this is good for all ages. And that's Sunday, October 29th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And it's $5 also. And it's really a wonderful event over at Clark Garden. So definitely check it out because it's a fun. And it's to kick off the a great season of fun.
And the spooky one, the night one is spooky.
Yeah.
So, honestly, so if you have like a 5 or 6 year old,
it is.
You don't. I don't think they let them in even. Would they?
I don't. Oh, actually, it says it may not be suitable for younger children. Minors must be accompanied by an adult.
Okay, but you know,
because
people
it depends
have left
on
because they
yeah,
come out of the bushes
scary.
And grab you or something. It's.
Oh.
I mean, I always liked that stuff ever since I was little.
Do people go alone without children or no?
Yeah. I go to these currently with my friends still, so.
My daughter does and my sister.
Yeah.
They're going.
My husband won't go, which is the interesting thing.
There's someone tonight someplace they're going.
Oh, is there?
Yep.
Good. They'll have to let me know where they're going.
He's scared.
Yes. My husband will not go because he does not like anything claustrophobic or dark.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He says, I'm out of my mind, but that's why we work. So definitely check it out. It should be great.
Did he go to Harry with you?
He did not go to Harry. He is probably lucky he did not because I was turned into quite the little teenage girl. So it was exciting, though. It was a great time, I must say. But on another note, Wednesday, October 25th will be the Autumn Treat, which is a great, another wonderful little fall activity that North Hempstead does, which is it really sounds so adorable. It's going, this year's theme is Broadway Cabaret featuring composer Jimmy Roberts and friends. And this is at the Harbor Links Clubhouse. There's all different little cakes and cookies and ice cream, coffee, tea, apple cider.
Where is the Harbor Links Clubhouse?
That's in Port Washington. There'll also be a cash bar available. Tickets are $15 for this, and you can call through on one for more information on that program. But it should be really nice, and Harbor Links is a great facility, too. So definitely check that out if you are around. The Gold Coast Film Festival is coming up. That'll be on Wednesday, November 8th to Tuesday, November 14th. There's tons of screenings. We're actually going to have them on the radio to promote all these programs. There'll be hands-on workshops, concerts, and special events for all ages. It's really a great, great thing. And, you know, North Hempstead has, I mean, certainly in the last couple of years, there's been so many things filmed here, too.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable.
Which is really exciting and great for North Hempstead. So
you could be busy every minute of the day.
You really can. And that's what we always laugh, John and I. We always say there's no one could ever complain they're bored. You know, there's certainly not enough time in the day to cram in all these things.
I think we're going to introduce a Name That Tune segment.
What did you say, John? I missed it.
There we go. There we go. Name it. I'm so proud of John. I'm so proud of John and all of his Harry Styles things today. I love it. It's like how many times we mentioned it. I'm going to make Amanda listen to this when I get home. She'll be very excited. That's my partner in crime when it comes to all of this. For all you listeners out there.
I've seen Amanda on Facebook with
you. Amanda is my brother's girlfriend, but I
saw
her.
Oh, that's who it is?
Yes.
Okay.
She's actually my best friend, but
and your brother doesn't get involved either.
No, him and Jay just sit there and let us, you know, do our things.
Good.
Power to them. But also coming up is the senior Halloween dances. These are huge events, and they really fill up really, really fast. It's so much fun. They're completely free. It's Friday, October 20th from 11 a.m., and that is at Clinton G. Martin Park. Then there's one on Friday, October 27th at 11 a.m. at FU Shiloh Park in Carl Place. It's really fun. There's food, music, games. People dress up.
Both are 11 o'clock.
And it's really a great time. But
And both are cool. You have to call in.
You have to register because these events really fill up really, really fast. So if they're not already, I might be promoting false.
Okay, that's fine.
The Clinton G. Martin Park one I know fills up really, really fast. Also is a great program that's going on. It's going to be on Tuesday, October 10th. It's called Fire Prevention in the Home. And this is presented by John Driscoll. He's the second assistant chief for the Carl Place Fire Department. And he's really going to teach you how to prevent fires and keep safe. He's provided a lot of seminars for us. And he'll give you concrete tips of just really things that you might even not have realized what you should be doing. So that is October 10th from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
And I'm going to jump in with one thing there. And this is going piggybacking on what Otto says. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot of stuff at night, going to people's houses and stuff. Numbers on the house. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right?
I park the car and I go, you're driving or park, whatever, and I can't see a number for an entire block.
That's probably true.
And so if it was a fire, if it was an ambulance coming, and you're rushing to the house, everybody's in darkness.
No, and it's so great.
And you got to see one number and hope it's going 246, but right. Maybe
it doesn't.
Because
the homes don't have outside lights on.
They don't have outside lights.
No, and it's just
they have
it's
a
not
number
this,
that's
right.
This big.
Oh.
But, it's so you know, important Otto, for a senior.
Otto
you know.
Actually wrote an article about this in one of our pioneers in the past.
Okay, because I know he's talked about it.
Yeah,
it's so
but
true.
It's really like, you know, and it, you know, just beyond, you know, for a friend, you know, but you're it's having an emergency situation. That's the last thing that you want is someone trying to figure out, you know.
Maybe that should be another article in the Pioneer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had it in I think it was like two issues ago we did it.
Some neighborhoods are straight blocks, but you get into some
right.
of these
no,
curvy neighborhoods.
No, because my block, not everything is, because I always get confused, too, because I was trying to figure out actually one of our neighbors.
Well, you're getting confused because you're a little Harry Styles. You don't even know where you live.
I have a lot going on
Yeah, you're dancing down the street.
But, you know, and it wasn't consecutive, and I was, like, completely confused. I was like, I don't understand how this is, you know, so it is an issue.
It's an issue.
But definitely, and it's just so you'll walk away from this with concrete tips, which I think is absolutely wonderful. On top of that, our St. Francis Hospital cardiac screening van, which is great because you do not need to make an appointment for this. You just, if you're in the area, you can show up and get a free screenings for your blood pressure, simple blood tests for cholesterol, diabetes screenings, and just get different education too.
And that's important to say it's free. If you don't have insurance, you don't have it. It's
and what I actually like about this too is that you don't have to make a reservation. So, you know, if you happen to be in the area, you could literally just, you see the van and just hop on the van and the nurses are in there. And that is going to be October 12th at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury. And then another one this month will be October 24th at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park as well. So that's definitely two great programs that are going on. And speaking of another great program that was sent over to me, because I love doing this segment because people constantly are sending me stuff to promote, AARP is doing Fight Back Against Fraud. It's going to be a free shredding event Thursday, October 12th in Westbury via North Hempstead. It's a part of the STOP program. Every 2 seconds, someone's identity is stolen, but you can really take steps back to fight against this fraud. It is going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center, October 12th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be a shredding truck, and you get to actually watch all of your stuff shredded. So,
definitely. Yeah, because people get nervous about that, but the shredding is very important.
Yeah, it's great because you could actually sit there and see, you know, all of this go on. So it's definitely something we recommend you check out as well. Oh, we're still going. Wow. Another thing in my mouth, like,
we'll go back to Harry.
Take it a musical instrument.
Take it away, Harry.
The Project Independence exercise classes are fully back. They just started. We really recommend that if you are interested. I know there's space left in a lot of the classes. And it's such, they're all completely free. There's yoga, Zumba, Tai Chi, line dancing, fitness.
And you can try. You can try one of each.
Yeah, of course you could. You can because a lot of people register for multiple classes. Uh-huh. But there is. I can go. I mean, this could take me forever to go through. But you can call 311 for that. What else did I need to promote? I mean, there is still so much going on. So please, I'm just going to say this one more time. Call 311-869-6311 for any of this information, and we will get it to you.
We're going out with Harry Styles. Okay. This is the beginning of the countdown for Christina's next birthday. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Next week, we have two more great guests coming on. And the important thing is call 311 for any information. Have a good weekend, everyone.